September 25, a jubilee for Jesus. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalm 35:28. While I was in England, one day there was a great parade in the streets. It was the Queen's Jubilee. Everyone's talking about it. The shop windows were filled with her pictures, and all were extolling the Queen of England. Could we have taken from the shop windows the pictures of the Queen and the signs of her glory, and placed instead expressions of the glory and majesty of Jesus, would not the people have regarded us as religious fanatics? They would have thought that we were carrying religion too far. But did not our Master lay aside his royal robes, his crown of glory? Did he not clothe his divinity with humanity and come to our world to die man's sacrifice? Why should we not talk about it? Why should we not dwell on his matchless love? Oh, that our tongues might lose their paralysis, that we might speak forth his praise. Oh, that the spiritual torpor which has come upon the souls of men might be removed, that we might discern the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are to be the representatives of our Lord upon earth. He can communicate heaven's light through you to those who sit in darkness. You that have claimed to know the Lord, you who profess to have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, reveal it to those around you. Show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. If men can make as much ado over the Queen's Jubilee, if they can manifest so much enthusiasm over a finite being, can we not speak to the glory of the Prince of Life, who is so soon to come in majesty to take his weary, worn followers to himself, to unlock the prison bars of death and set the captives free, to give his loved ones who sleep a glorious immortality? Why cannot Christ be introduced into our conversation? We are almost home. Let us speak courage to the weary soldiers of the cross. Let us tell the pilgrims and strangers of earth that we shall soon reach a better country, even a heavenly country.